Hoi, ik ben Joyce from Dutch with Joyce. Hi, I am Joyce, and today we have another Dutch mini lesson. And this mini lesson is quite exciting because this is a question that I get a lot. How to say the in Dutch? So the is something that we use in front of a noun, like let's say the class, the dog, the window, etc. So everything that is a thing that you can put the in front of or a is considered a noun. However, in Dutch, we have two ways of saying the. De and het. De and het. And the question that I get is, how do I know when to say de and when to say het? Well, if you look at the grammar, people will see that de is considered masculine and feminine, and het is considered neutral. It doesn't work quite the way that we see it in, let's say, Spanish and French, where there's two words as well, and one is masculine and one is feminine. No. This is a bit different. However, if you are in doubt, I would suggest using de. This is the most simple rule to apply. Whenever in doubt, use de, because most words will have de. Unfortunately, there is no simple rule in knowing when to use de or het. That's why I say to my students, use de whenever in doubt and learn the words with het. This is probably the easiest way rather than learning all the words and memorizing whether it's de or het. However, there are a few guidelines. Okay, so de, since it's masculine and feminine, is usually used for people. So our family members, jobs, like job titles, any other way that we refer to a person. Everything will have de. The one exception is de child, which would be het kind. Het kind, de child. So this is our biggest category. The other one where you always have to use de is plurals. So anything that is more than one thing does have de in plural. So let's use our example, het kind. If there's one child, you say het kind. But if you want to say the children, you want to say de kinderen. De kinderen. It's never ever het kinderen. So het, for that matter, is only used for one thing at the time. So, for example, the book, het boek. But the books would be de boeken. A thing where we use het is for our diminutives. Diminutives is used for when we want to say that things are little or things are cute. In Dutch, you can recognize this by the ending of the word je or tje. We see this in the word de girl, het meisje. And you can hear I'm saying het meisje. The boy is de jongen. But if I want to use it as a diminutive, it changes from de jongen naar het jongetje. So in that case, I say het jongetje. However, if I want to use the diminutive as a plural, so let's say the cute little boys or the little boys, I would say de jongentjes. So again, the plural tops anything else. So anything plural will have de no matter what. Then there is een, which is a. So let's say a boy would be een jongen. In conversational Dutch, you will hear Dutch say een for a. However, you're also allowed to say een jongen. So if you want to be clear or very specific about een jongen, you can say een as well. But een also means one. So usually if I define and say ein Jungen, I probably mean one boy. If I say ein Jungen, I would say a boy. So in that case, I don't define, it's just randomly a boy. But ein Jungen would be one boy. That is my simple explanation of defining de and het. So remember, de is used for most words and people and plural. Het is used only for exceptions and certain words. So it's easier for you to just remember which words will have het. Keep on practicing and I'll catch you next time. Doei!